Once upon a time, there was a mother. The mother in this story had two daughters. The two daughters in the story were so different from one another. They were as different from one another as night and day. They were as different as this and that. They were as different as cold and hot. They were as different as up and down. At the beginning of the story, the mother was very sick, but not just a head cold kind of sick. For 7 years, the mother had not done anything for herself. The mother had not eaten, she had not gotten out of bed, she had not washed, she had done nothing by herself. The younger daughter did everything for her mother. She was wonderful. The younger daughter cooked for her mother. She washed her mother. She turned her mother over in bed. She changed her mother's bedclothes. She was wonderful. The older daughter didn't do very much, but the younger daughter was fabulous. After 7 years of this, one evening, the two daughters were sitting in the front room of the house. Their mother was lying in bed in her bedroom just as she had for 7 years. But on this particular evening, the two daughters heard something coming from their mother's bedroom. They heard their mother's voice, and their mother's voice was singing,
"Oh, hear me now, my bonny maid, I have not been well for 7 years. Oh, hear me now, my bonny maid, I have not been well for 7 years.
They rushed into their mother's room, hoping to find her well and sitting up in bed. But it was not to be like that, for there she was, prone upon her pillow, her eyes dim, her cheeks pale as the waning moon. But still and all, her mouth was open just enough so that she could speak to them. My dear, darling daughters, I will not live to see the heather blooming on the hill unless one of you goes to the well at the world's end and brings me back the healing waters that you find there."
Now the two daughters had both heard of this well at the world's end, but neither of them had the slightest idea how to get to the place.
"You will walk in the direction of the setting sun. You will walk far and far and farther than I can tell. And then you will come to a field filled with brambles that bite. Beyond that, you will see a thicket with thorns that sting. You must first cross that field of biting brambles, make your way through the thicket of stinging thorns, and on the other side..."